We are going to start with a bit of rugby news. The FNB Varsity College Comets take on the Madibas in the FNB Varsity Shield final on Friday at Varsity College Durban North. VC and the Madibas went through the competition, losing just one game each, and I think it is a fitting final. Last year, the Comets edged the Madibas down in Gqeberha in an intense semi-final, and Comets coach Jeremy McLaren feels this is another match in an exciting rivalry.
That like three matches to in our favour, so it's pretty much intense, and they definitely the better side to be able to play in the finals. And I think we both only lost one, so that's probably the best set for a final.
That one will kick off at 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Then in some golf news, defending champion of the Masters, Scottie Scheffler, believes the conditions will be a big factor this week. The two-time champion plays his first rounds with Justin Thomas and amateur Jose Luis Ballester, and he says that the conditions will change how he approaches the course.
The golf course changes with the weather here, and the last couple of years we've had some really interesting weather days. A lot of the strategy for this place, I think, changes with the conditions of the course. You know, depending on the firmness of the greens, there's certain pins you can try to attack, and there's certain pins you gotta, you know, steer clear of, and then it also changes depending on the firmness of the greens.
Rory McIlroy, probably the second favorite to win the green jacket this week, will be playing his first two rounds with Ludvig Aubert and Akshay Bhatia, and will go off in the afternoon wave. We're going to finish with some football now, with Champions League focus shifting after tonight's matches. The Europa League kicks into action on Thursday. Man United and Spurs need to salvage their seasons when they play in the Europa League last eight tomorrow. United on the road, taking on Lyon in France, while Spurs have a home tie against Eintracht Frankfurt. This is all the two teams have left to play for this season, so big games coming up for both of them. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.